This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So I'm a baseball fan, and recently I was reading an article about how to promote the sport among African-American youth. I guess there's some view within baseball that, they are falling behind in that demographic, and they want to find a way to appeal to people. So anyhow, there is a former manager, Jerry Manuel, an African-American himself, who has an idea, and it's to have an African-American baseball team in the World Baseball Classic. So the World Baseball Classic is like an attempt to have an international baseball tournament. And this guy, Jerry Manuel, says, you want to get black kids interested in the game? Have an African-American team playing against anybody else.
So basically, when you're so woke, you recreate the Negro Leagues.
Yes. It's like it comes full circle. Resegregation. Yeah. He even says it as such. He's like, just a little bit of segregation to spur engagement.
Well, you know, I kind of feel, whatever. I think that's like a ridiculous argument, right? If you want to spur engagement among African-American youth, right, then what you need to do is you need to increase funding to after-school programming that focuses on baseball for African-American youth, right? You have to increase funding to like the police athletic leagues that are located in predominantly African-American neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that the baseball diamonds that that are in neighborhoods that used to be predominantly African American aren't now all being used by private school kids who get to actually sign up to use those diamonds. And so the kids who live in the neighborhood and who are increasingly becoming displaced don't have access to the baseball diamonds anymore. I mean, that to me is, I think, the primary problem. Mm. I think we have a recruitment problem. I think we have a funding problem, right? And I think that's what it is more than anything else. I think people tend to look at it from the side of, oh, well, no one's going and trying to scout African-Americans anymore, right?
So, Leslie, I stopped listening after you said you weren't interested in the special league because all I hear is yet more of your Caribbean supremacy. You're trying to deny a safe space to, African-Americans.
By the way,
and maintain Caribbean hegemony over the sport.
Alex Cora is from my hometown in Puerto Rico, so I'm really
happy. Nice. Yeah. What's your view on this, Alexis? What do you think? Any views or not really?
I love baseball. Everybody should be able to play, like, integrated. We shouldn't be, dividing people right now.
There was a little bit of an experiment with this that went on last year in the World Baseball Classic, and they had Team Israel, and which was just basically American Jews because nobody plays baseball in Israel. And it became in Brooklyn and Queens, where there are lots of religious Jews, and they played in Brooklyn. It caught on. They were happy. It was Team Israel, but it was really the Jews, you just couldn't say it. And the problem was it was still the World Baseball Classic. Like, it's not, it has to be good. You can't just pander to an ethnic group, I think, on its own. There has to be something legitimately special for people to gather around it. Like, Jews talk incessantly about Sandy Koufax or, Euculus, but I don't think the World Baseball Classic is going to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see this as pandering. I mean, I see this as this guy actually, I mean, he has a point. Baseball used to be a sport in which, there were a lot of African Americans in the sport, right? Mm-hmm. And increasingly, like, the number of African Americans in the sport, at least, in the majors, like, has declined significantly. And I think, as I said, part of the reason why that is, I mean, if you go into predominantly black communities across the United States right now, you don't see that much baseball going on, right? You got to wonder why that is. I mean, so we so there's a supply problem, right? And I don't know which came first, right? The lack of supply, you know, in youth, right, then turns into, you know, kind of lack of representation in the majors, or is it just that, you know, baseball decided, you know what, we can scout great talent overseas and pay that great talent a lot less, right? Than
I don't think that great talent's getting paid a lot less. I mean, how much does Yasiel Puig get?
They're unionized.
Yeah. Well, first of all, they're unionized, but also like.
No, Gabriel, I think that I actually think that initially that was a problem, right? I actually think that, you know, Major League Baseball would go, you know, would go overseas and scout talent, and the initial payment that they gave to that talent was actually significantly less than they would have been paying talent, you know, stateside. So, you know, that may not be the problem anymore, but, you know, sometimes these things are sort of path dependent, right? So we're used to scouting talent from this place, right? And it's done as good. It doesn't matter if over time now we're still paying the same thing. You just get, you know, habits are hard to break and ideas about where you find talent are kind of hard to shake.
I think the real issue is that where you see a serious interest in baseball and scouting locations for baseball is places where the Marines have a history of landing. So the obvious solution is we just replicate that, right? I mean, you could send landing craft up to Bologna Creek, you know, come visit Crenshaw. Nobody gets shot, just hand out some baseballs. And likewise, you can go up the Hudson River, you know, lots of the Potomac. There's lots of places that are conveniently accessible to water, and you could have the Marines spread interest in baseball.
I feel that's not a winner. All right.
Oh, actually, okay, so wait a minute. So number one on the African-Americans in baseball thing, I think the obvious thing is that there's just competition from other sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the Caribbean, you know, baseball is, you know, the number one or number two sport, whereas in...
It depends where.
Yeah, it depends where, but there's a lot of Caribbean countries where it's the number one or number two sport, whereas in the United States, it's definitely the third sport. So, you know, there's competition for talent with basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's...
Yeah. Well, I like baseball, so there.
Yeah.
It's an urban footprint thing too, right? Like, geez, it's I mean, I could see how basketball is killing everybody who lives in an urban area just because a half court takes up no space.
Yeah.
Like, you just put it on the side of a building, and you can do it.
Yeah, I'm also wondering how much baseball is kind of like what we see with soccer here in the United States, right? So it used to be here in the U.S., like, you know, whatever. Kids just played soccer, right? And usually they were immigrants or the kids of immigrants, right? And it wasn't a big thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, the middle class decided, oh, hey, this is a sport that we can get our kids into. Mm-hmm. And now it's pretty expensive, right? To get your kid to play in a soccer league, right? I mean, all you need a field and a ball. That's basically all you really need, right? But now it's becoming incredibly expensive. So this sport where in a lot of the rest of the world where soccer is or football is this sport that, you know, that can actually become a road towards upward mobility has now become this sort of avenue for middle class and above families to try and help ensure their kids have a sport to help get them into college, thus pricing out or making it impossible for less affluent kids to actually see this as a road towards mobility. Of course, soccer is not the money maker that baseball or basketball or football is. But and I'm thinking that, you know, it's also become a lot more expensive to get kids into playing baseball in this country.
Yeah. Also, on the matter of the Caribbean having baseball as the primary sport, that's exactly what has happened. Now playing baseball is so expensive that people are moving towards other sports. When I was in college, actually, we almost lost our baseball team at the university at the expense of creating a soccer team. And I don't know, I just sent you a link about this sport that people in Dominican Republic had to invent, where they pretty much play with broomsticks and base and bottle caps, because playing baseball was so expensive also for some areas of Dominican Republic that they needed to be creative in the way they approach the sport. So they just created a sport with things that they just had laying around that pretty much mirrors baseball. And that sport now is being used to train Dominican players to sharpen their skills. The New York Times covered it about a year ago. It was really interesting what's happening with sports in the Caribbean.
That's what it looked like when I was growing up in Brownsville. And even in Brooklyn, it was too expensive to play baseball back then.
Yeah, I have an older brother, and he was the only one who could play baseball because it was so expensive, and I just had to read on the while he played, I was just reading Harry Potter and stuff like that.
That's probably a higher expected return than sports.
Oh yeah,
there's a bunch of academics who are sitting around chatting about whatnot. For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.